food friendly, I think. Before this, it was just way too sweet for me. I think they've improved this wine quite a bit, and I'm surprised. I was not expecting to like this, because it's been a while since I've had it. And usually conundrums are sweet, and when you're in the mood for sweet wine, that's fine. But if you're not, it's hard to approach. Because like some people just only drink sweet wine. But for me, I prefer the drier style. Because after too much of after one glass of this, I would normally not be able to drink it. But this one's a way better. This year's way better than previous years.
Agreed.
Anything else to say, Bob?
That's about it. So we are going to be rating the Conundrum California Red Blend 2021 three sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our next one.
That was being, that me? Is that me?
Being you.
Yeah, that would be you.
All right, yeah. Thanks for joining the conversation. Thanks.
This is good old boy Hermit, and our next wine is the Camus Conundrum.
They can figure California. It out. The guy is not ready. Yeah.
The Camus California Cabernet Sauvignon 2021, 14.7% ABV. Camus California Cabernet Sauvignon? Don't you mean Napa Valley, Harmeet? No, I mean Camus California. This is a brand new wine. The inaugural release of the Camus Vineyards expression of California. So bottled under California appellation, Camus sources the grapes for this release from sites throughout the state, including Paso Robles, Lake, and San Benito and Monterey counties. Now, I after speaking to the rep from the company, I literally ordered this wine from to sell in my store last week, and it just arrived on a couple days ago. This is a new experiment for them because he wanted to showcase other parts of California besides Napa Valley, and the Camus family is in charge of these grapes. They're not just leasing land or buying grapes; they are actually doing the growing and harvesting and farming. Everything is under the Camus control. So this is something great. The color of this
wine. What's the price point compared to, say, the Camus Cab, Napa Cab?
Okay, so the Napa Cab should run you close to $75 to $100, depending whether it's a 750 milliliter or a liter bottle. But this will be about half that price. So half the price and Camus. And we're going to be going to a commercial soon. So stretch, Bob, stretch. Say something, man.
He is special, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's just special.
I don't have time to do a review with
him.
He
sit there and talk, and then you just stop.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
We're back, and we're going to sit here and pause
another
for
8 seconds.
About 8 seconds till Harm figures out what he's going to say next.
Well, look, we had like 30 seconds left. I thought you guys would help fill the space. I couldn't start a review.
You could have just kept talking. I'm just saying.
There's nothing left to say, man.
Well, how about start talking now?
Great.
People are getting bored.
Hey, do you have Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water?
No, you asked me that before we started the show, and I told you no, but you apparently have already forgotten that.
Every wine here today is a Deep Purple.
Smoke on the Water. Thank you. There you go.
This wine is a beautiful Deep Purple. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Justin. On the nose. It's cherry cola, sage, cassis, a little bit of menthol. What else? What's going on here? Oh, licorice. Black licorice.
There's lots of licorice.
But not overpowering licorice.
No, not overpowering. No, there's a lot of it there.
It's like melted candy, you know? Licorice candy, cherries. On the palate, it's plush. It's velvety. It's got. It's not a silky smooth. It's a velvet. You got that texture because the tannins are making it more velvety on your mouth. It's a velvety texture. It's got a beautiful flavor, and it's got a long finish. It's
velvet, like Eddie Murphy and coming in. What is this material? It's velvet. It's beautiful.
It's cherry, plum, and cassis. And it's got all that licorice and that velvety tannins, super integrated. I'm so happy with this wine because for the first release, this is a great deal. And you said we were talking about the pricing. I haven't even seen the invoice yet, but I was looking online right now. It's to be about $65.
$65, that's not half.
That's not half.
I pay about $65 for Camus Cab.
That's the suggested retail according to Wine Spectator.
That means you'll be charging more than that.
Yeah, that means the charging store will be $200.
We're usually under that. We're usually under what their suggested retail is. But look, Camus, $750. It varies a lot depending where you buy it.
And $75.
$75 is the cheapest I've seen it lately.
Yeah,
and you get $100, you'll get the 1 liter bottle, and then sometimes these days restaurants are running it for retail. Which is awesome. You go to the right restaurant, you won't have to pay a penny over retail. But some restaurants, you're paying double or triple. So
sometimes triple.
Triple. Yeah, in Miami, especially triple. But it's a decent wine.
I think it's more than decent. I think this wine is delicious. I think, you know, you're still paying for the Camus name, but I think it's a delicious wine. It's definitely more of a value for the price for the what you're getting for the money. It's a little bit less expensive than the regular flagship Camus Napa Cab. It's got all the features of a Camus. It tastes like Camus. It smells like Camus. It looks like Camus. It's that deep purple. It's got the Camus mouthfeel. It's Camus for a little bit less, and I think it's delicious. I loved it. I thought it was fabulous. I'm happy that they're coming out with something that's a little less expensive for more people to be able to enjoy Camus. I'm happy that they've continued to support some of the charities that we've been near and dear to our hearts. And thank you to the Wagner family for continuing to support Honor Flight and continuing to put out fantastic wines. Justin?
I think this is a really good wine. Just to add on to what you guys have been saying, you know, when I was a kid, I used to eat these atomic fireballs and they had a really hot phase. And after the hot phase, there was like a cool kind of neutral phase.
It's called candy. It has just the sugar candy, after eating all the cinnamon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it tastes like that.
It's candy.
But it's delicious. And it has a dryness quality to it. That makes it inviting.
It's the balance from the tannins. It's got it has some residual sugar, but the tannins balance it out.
Yeah. So you just want you could kill the whole bottle of this. Yeah. Really enjoy it.
This is one that's like I could keep coming back to. It's not too cloying. You know?
Well, it just shows the Wagner family make great wine, and it doesn't have to come from the same vineyards they've been doing all these years. They can go somewhere else and they can make just as good a wine.
Which I think the Schooner is a great example.
Exactly.
And by the way, there's a new Schooner they're doing where they're bringing wines from Australia.
Yeah.
I haven't tasted
it. I mean, it's
yet.
Not even like, okay, we're running vineyards, we're growing the grapes, we're maintaining the grapes. It's just a different county, it's the other part of the state, and damn it, we can make good wine from there too. They're literally putting that wine, they're putting those grapes in refrigerated cars and bringing it from, you know, 8,000 miles away and making great wine. So they really know what they're doing.
They're really skilled winemakers. Yeah, that proves it.
I think this California Cabernet is fantastic. I think this is a great addition to their line, and I'm excited to see something this good. That's even, you know, I'm happy to pay for the regular Camus, but
their style
now
is
I can
so
get
popular.
Camus for less money. Yay. I can just drink
their
more.
Their style is just so popular. They've really made that whole California cab thing go explode. Yeah. So the label, if you're looking for this, is a tan or bronze label.
Looks very much like the same shape as the regular Camus cab, but it's more gold.
It's metallic.
Metallic
bronze.
Yeah. Well, we're going to move on because we're getting closer to the end of the show. So we're going to be rating the Camus California Cabernet Sauvignon. Four sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next one, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Bob. The next expression will be the Camus Flagship Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. It is 14.6 ABV. And as per usual, it is a deep, dark, purple, inky
color.
On the nose, it's got that classic Camus nose. There's just lots and lots of deep, dark, luscious fruit. The palate is rich. It's mouth coating. It's full of fresh black fruit. It just coats the palate. It just goes down, and then the finish just goes on and on and on forever. There's notes of cassis. There's leather. There's graphite. There's tobacco. There's oak. There's tannin. There's backbone. This is everything you want in a Napa Cabernet and then some. It's a perennial favorite of many of us. Yes, there are some detractors that think that the Camus is over-extracted and overly fruity.
That would be me.
I'm sure you'll hear from Harmeet.
That would be me.
And there are those of us that find the Camus to be a perennial favorite and just a magnificent wine. I have nothing bad to say. I think this wine is fantastic. It's a beauty. It really is just a slight step up from the previous expression. And the other expression I thought for a little bit less money is very close cousin. And this is really, like I said, no disappointment this year. Justin?
I think you said it all, Maury. This is really, really good wine. I look forward to their release every year. This year was no disappointment. I think the difference between this one and the last few vintages is it's drier wine. And I don't know what weather influences cause that, but it's fun. What'd you think, Bob?
I think it's like every Camus Napa Cab I've ever had. It's fantastic. It's extremely well made. The balance is there. It's got a really just a pretty nose to it. The licorice, there's a little bit of leather in there, a little bit of tobacco. Mm. And on the palate, it's rich. It's mouth coating. Get your whole tongue, the front, the back, the top, the sides. It's got a nice structure to it, got a nice backbone. Got some good tannin, but it's not overwhelming. It's a great wine.
It's too sweet.
It's a great wine.
It's too sweet.
Nobody asked you.
This is the least sweet Camus in the last 5 years, but it's still too sweet. I'm sorry. I prefer drier red. This is very plush and fruit forward and a punch in the face with that California fruit. If that's your style, that's your style. And it's obviously a big part of the market. People
love
this wine.
There are millions of people.
People love this wine. Right. I just think it's a little too sweet for me. We were talking in a previous show about not being able to have more in the glass.
There's an expression that comes to mind, sour grapes.
That's okay, mm-hmm. Finish your glass.
There you go. I couldn't have more than one glass of this. You remember
that, over.
Remember that kid in high school who didn't listen to Van Halen and Black Sabbath and all the other cool bands and everything? Oh, I've got the English pressing of some band you've never heard of. Barry you don't Manilow. Listen to them and you suck. Yeah.
Barry Manilow.
All right, dude. You keep listening to Black Sabbath. I'm listening to Smiths.
That's him.
That's right. Rush rules.
You wish you were cool
Rush
enough.
Rush is better than Black Sabbath any day.
You wish you were cool enough to listen to the Smiths, please. Probably listen to Manilow. Well, in spite of Mr. Happy.
No. Here, take my wine.
We're going to be rating the Camus Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. Five sips.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Under protest.
Yes.
Knucklehead. Anyway. So.
Last wine, Bob. You do it.
Our last wine from Camus is the Camus Special Select Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2019. 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, 15.9% ABV.
I'll just take the bottle and be leaving now.
It's just so pretty.
The color is a deep purple.
So pretty.
Fire wish we had that song.
We do. I just did it.
So well put together. It is every year it is always a great wine. This year is no exception.
This is the way Camus used to be. This special select is the way the original Camus should be. This is the wine I was looking for. This is gorgeous.
If you're not looking for this wine, get out of my house.
Come on. Okay. This is not too sweet. This is done this the way I like it.
Perfect.
This,
I mean,
this is perfect.
This is about as good a California wine as you're going to find. Yeah. I mean, it is absolutely perfect.
And there's a reason why it's twice the price of the other one.
Yeah. But, you know, again, every year, this is always an excellent wine. Every year, I've never had a bad year of this. I mean, I'm sure they've had some challenging years, but it's never shown
in the
bottle.
They've always overcome it, and what they release is just smaller. That's it.
I mean, it's always great. And the Wagner family, again, fantastic people. They have given us so much support, not just, you know, with the show, but with our charity Honor Flight that we work with. Chuck Wagner has probably donated easily $100,000 worth of wine over the years to some of the Honor Flight dinners we've done around the country to raise money to send our World War II, Korean, Vietnam veterans to D.C. to see the memorials. I mean, just a really great family, and I can't thank them enough for all they've done. Doesn't affect my review. The wine's just great, but really solid people, and I can't thank them enough for all the help they've given. What do you think, Justin?
I think this wine is an exercise in balance. I mean,
like a gymnast balance, like a balance beam balance.
Like a balance beam balance. You know, on the tippy toes, but the ballerina makes it look effortless. And so did Chuck with this wine. Wow.
This is not a ballerina.
No.
This is a male gymnast.
On the pommel horse.
Yeah, on the pommel horse. This is power.
What about a they?
It could be a they.
Could be a they.
This is
I'm talking
the Eastern European steroid-ridden.
The steroid, yeah.
Definitely roided out.
This is the guy in the rings.
Definitely roided out.
So that was a wonderful beam routine you did there, Brunhilde.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
No, I would agree with Harm. This is not a ballerina. This is the masculine
wine.
This
is the masculine powerhouse
this
wine.
This is if you don't do it perfectly, you're going to the gulag for 7 years. But you're going to perform flawlessly because you don't want to go to the gulag.
Did you see how the American physics team beat the Chinese physics team for the first time?
No.
No, it's great.
They're all Chinese Americans.
Really?
Well, trust me, there's no rednecks on there. So I can tell you that with absolute certainty.
Are there any Florida crackers on the team?
There are no Florida crackers on the team.
Same thing.
But this is an athlete of a wine right here. This is a big powerhouse.
Are there any Goins on the team?
Goins only do the spelling bee.
Oh.
Ah.
What happened to you?
I'm from the job.
Yeah.
I sell them the whiskey.
Were there any Punjabians on the team?
Punjabis? On what team?
On a Chinese American.
On the physics team?
Physics team? No.
No, we do engineering.
Well, engineering and physics are closely related.
Engineering is the practical part. The physics is the theoretical part. Supposedly, the physics is the more pure. You can't do anything without engineers, though.
Anyway, okay.
There's a tangent, kids.
Yeah.
There's some math homework we couldn't have possibly lived without, so good Lord. But yeah, this one's just
the pommel horse.
Oh. So good. So incredibly good. Every year.
All right, so go back and taste the regular Camus. Now you've had the special select.
Mm.
You have wine left in your glass?
Yes.
Go back and taste it.
Of course.
Yeah, not me. I drank it all.
It's freaking sugar water, dude.
It's sweeter than the special. I'll give you that. But it was not sugar water.
No.
It's way better than last year.
You know, it's the one who seems to be so concerned about it is also the diabetic.
Diabetic?
Yeah.
You ever think maybe that's your problem? You miserable.
That's why I don't like the sugary wines. No. Actually, diabetics crave sugar.
Well, guess what?
Because our bodies don't metabolize it properly.
Well, guess what? We've been adding sugar to your wine for the last 6 months because we're sick of you and we're trying to get rid of you. I told you guys we had to put more in. That's not enough. 2 teaspoons of glass isn't nearly enough.
Oh, God.
Maybe we should switch. What's the other one? Not sugar. What do they call it?
Remember that
other one, the substitute we were going to use. Starts with an S.
Sucralose?
No. Strychnine.
Stevia? Strychnine. Oh, that sweetener.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
That's the one and done sweetener.
We were going to try that one on him.
You know, lead also sweetens wine. That's what the Romans used to put in their wine.
See how it worked out for them.
That explains a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Comes with the brain damage. It's good.
Yeah.
So Alabama.
Alabama.
Okay. Awesome.
Or Michigan. Look what Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, Flint.
A little lead with the water. Yeah.
What a water with a lead.
There's a new initiative to remove all the lead pipes in America.
Yeah. Let's rate it.
All right. Well, we're going to be rating the Camish Special Selection Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2019, a well-deserved 5-6.
Oh, my goodness.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go around the room and thank everybody for coming. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you so much. Wow. Great day of drinking in the basement.
It's always a good day drinking. Thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another fantastic day in the damp, dark basement. Even if I had to put up with harm, it was worth it today to drink these fine wines.
I don't think it's worth it.
All I need is my insulin pen, and we're good. Thanks for having me, Bob.
It's a good thing I hit it. I have bad news. Justin's is over here coloring with it, so you're in trouble. In the lines, Justin. In the lines.
I never color in the lines.
Well, this is Made Man Bob. Thank you for joining us. And remember, life is too short to drink bad wine. And fortunately, that's not something we had to do today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsandSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a one-tan hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
And far.